All right, before community quick hits, are we ready to traipse?
I don't know. I don't know, man.
Let's traipse, man.
All right, there he goes.
Into the wilderness.
Yes, with wireless microphone.
Tonight,
that
Mike.
Ambiance of the wind.
Tonight, Michael, Eric J. Catlin plays here at the American Airlines Center.
No, not Eric his name. Clapton.
Oh. Eric Clapton will be playing. It's weird because we have the ticket, which you guys know about that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the other radio stations we have are K-Love.
Yes.
I didn't know K-Love played them.
Well, yeah. Let's find out. Go over there and ask them.
Play some Cream.
Okay, there's like a couple of promo people here. Well, yep. They know one Clapton song.
Find out.
All right. Hey, how's it going? You guys with K-Love? We're with, I can notice that from your shirt. We're with The Ticket. We're like another radio station. You heard of The Ticket? Do you know one Eric Clapton song? Can you name it?
Tears in Heaven.
Can you name one before 1994?
No. I know Cream songs.
What?
Cream.
You know Cream? What's your favorite Cream?
I don't have one.
Country.
Okay. You like country?
You like Cream?
No, country you
cream.
Like country Cream?
Country Cream.
You're not very talkative, are you? Are you worried that you're going to get in trouble because you're on with a competing radio station? Don't worry about
trouble.
It. I got your back on this, sister. I got your back.
How do you feel about the designated hitter?
That's a good question. What other radio stations out there?
Okay.
Lone Star.
Lone Star 92.5. Okay, but right. Directly across. Oh, no. Am I breaking up over here?
A little bit.
Son
That's
of
all right.
A bitch.
That's all right.
Ask these two dudes if you
if I can what? No, I'm not talking. No, dude. This guy's got his teenage daughter, and he goes, hey, you want to talk to her?
Yeah, just like last week. Because that went so well.
Okay, I'm trying to get over there to the cigar shop, because there seems to be a bevy of activity over here with some ladies. There are some fakers.
All right. Talk to her.
Hi, guys. How are you? Not you. Hey, how are you? Are you guys going to the show tonight?
Yes, we are.
You are? Okay. You Clapton fans?
Yes, we are.
Now, isn't this easy talking to me?
No.
What's wrong?
I don't know.
Cigars!
What's your name?
Cindy.
Cindy, where are you from?
Baltimore, Maryland.
Baltimore, Maryland? Why are you here?
Do you like The Wire?
Huh?
Business.
Ask her if she watches The Wire.
Do you watch The Wire?
No.
You don't?
No.
Does she know who you are?
Okay, so you're from Baltimore, but you're just here visiting. You have no clue who I am then, do you?
No.
Kind of a big deal.
Okay.
Not really. Now, are you guys all from Baltimore around here?
No.
Where are you from, Dallas, madam? Let me squeeze in here and talk to the Dallas lady. Oh, what's your name?
Terry.
Hey, now.
Terry. Now, are you a Clapton fan?
Yes.
Are you really?
Yes.
How far back we go here with Clapton?
Forever.
Really? So, like high school and stuff?
Absolutely.
How old are you?
No, come on now.
Nobody knows. No one's listening that knows you right now. And if they did, they probably know how old you are.
How old do I look?
I think that
63.
You are...
63. Say it. 60.
I think you're... You graduated high school in 79.
No.
When did you graduate?
I'm 45.
You graduated in 86.
So that's 86?
Yeah.
Who's that laughing?
85? Well, then you're not really a Clapton fan. I just said that because I thought maybe, you know, you got to be older to be a Clapton fan.
Oh, that's just rude.
That's just rude.
She's older, get her.
No. It doesn't matter.
Does she know who you are?
So, what's your favorite Clapton song?
Oh, good Lord, now you're going to put me on the spot.
It's okay. Take your time.
That's not my favorite one. I can't think of the name of it. It's
the
one about her song.
Okay, that's all right. Now, are you from Dallas?
No, originally from Louisiana. Been here since 86.
Okay. So,
you like cigars?
So you graduated... Did you graduate high school or you left after high school to come here?
Correct.
And why didn't you come here? Boy?
Never.
Never? Did you ever follow a man to another city?
I did.
You did?
Scissor me.
Yes.
Oh, did you follow him here?
Yes.
It's okay.
She hates you.
It's okay. Hey, what you drinking there?
Not enough vodka.
Is that a...
sounds to me like you've had plenty.
Wait a minute. Am I noticing that you're drinking a vodka cranberry, correct?
Correct.
Very tasty. What kind of vodka do we use?
Absolutely.
Okay, fair enough. I might recommend Belvedere.
Or
is that a is that an electronic cigarette, or is that a one-hitter? It's an electronic cigarette. Wow. So, does it work?
It does.
Take a hit off of it.
Yeah, get a hit.
What did you just blow out in my face?
Steam.
It's just vapor.
Really? Can I have a hit?
Sure.
Shotgunner.
It's one hitter.
Yeah, shotgunner.
Cigarette.
What does it do? I don't get it.
It just keeps you from smoking a real cigarette.
How long did you smoke?
Just off and on throughout the years. I've never been a heavy smoker.
But you decided to go with that to smoke. Does it give you? Are there any carcinogens in there or anything?
Or is it like 2%?
Oh, that's nothing. That won't kill you. So, you hooked up right now with any men?
No.
You're not. You're single?
I am.
You got kids?
Yes.
How many?
How old? Let me guess. How will you? Okay, so you're 45.
Kids 27.
I'm going to say that you accidentally got pregnant in 1989, making your child 25.
Get away from me.
Did I nail it?
88, so you'll be 25 this year.
Yes! Yes! And you didn't, at the time, now it's wonderful, right? But at the time, you weren't too happy, were you?
No, I was not.
How did you feel?
I'm happy now.
You're happy now. Now, is it a boy or girl?
Boy.
Okay, is he a local guy?
No, he lives in Abilene.
Did she enjoy nurturing that child?
Did you enjoy the nurturing process of being a mother?
Yes.
Can I ask you a question?
Oh, God.
Sure.
Here it comes.
Another one?
Come on.
Can't think of another one? Seriously?
How did you feed?
Cheers.
You can't tell us? It's okay. You know what? You know what? I think the best part about nurturing is the breastfeeding part.
Well, I'm so glad you feel that way.
Did you feed that way?
I don't know.
Did you decide that was the best process? You know, back in the 60s, many women thought that was too beneath them to do, but that became more of a progressive movement, I think, in the 80s. And were you at the forefront of that movement?
I could have been.
Okay, that's fair enough. Now, what are you going to do after the show?
Go home.
Really? You got to work?
Yes.
Where do you work? You guys all work together?
Yes, we do.
Where at?
Point to point.
What's that?
It's a global security.
Oh, wow.
Are they cops?
You guys like cops and stuff?
Something like that.
When's the last time you did drugs?
Never.
Liar.
That is the biggest lie in the world.
I'm saying, let me, Johnny Winter is?
You've never touched drugs.
Never.
This
you
graduated
swear
in 85.
To me. You're looking me in the eye.
Never.
You never did X when it was legal.
Never.
Liar.
Does she know who Johnny Winter is?
And you're from Louisiana.
Yeah, I know.
No, don't.
You smoked so much pot. Bad pot, by the way.
You
never
did.
Never.
What about eggs?
What happened the night that you accidentally got knocked up?
Evidently wasn't paying attention, huh?
Does she know who Johnny Winter is?
Do you know who Johnny Winter is?
No. Is that you?
Yep.
No.
Yes,
it is. I'm Johnny Winter.
Is that you?
All right. Well, you've been a very pleasant interview. Thank you very much for your candor.
Thank you. Have a more.
What was your name?
Terry.
Terry, have fun at the show. Do you have good seats?
Yes, we do.
No.
Okay. All right. You got some dough then? You got a little money?
Something like that.
Okay. I'm impressed. Okay. All right. I'm impressed. Good luck. I'll come back and buy you guys some booze.
With your bottom.
All right.
Well, that was effective.
Yes, was effective.
That was a good comeback.
It's 13 after. What do you want to do?
Die.
You want to die? Okay.
Okay, first off.
Did she smell funny?
I feel terrible because I really...
You guessed, like...
I guessed what I thought was young.
I know.
I thought she was like 55.
She's my age almost.
I know, dude. She's my age. I'm 43.
How old is she, 45?
I mean... I feel pretty damn good about myself right now, being next to electronic cigarette woman.
Just think if you'd have married her when you were in high school.
Oh, God. Did I not...
Look out.
Can you hang on 1 second? I'm on the air right now, okay? Sorry, though.
Who is that guy?
Wait a minute. What do you want?
Oh, lady, you want me to give this to you?
Oh, it's her card.
Oh. Yeah? Oh, hi. Oh, she wanted me to... What up, bitch?
All right, hang on. Let's go talk to this woman.
Who is that?
I don't know.
She looks familiar. She's busty.
That kind of looks like the guitar player in
the
local
Diane?
Natives.
I am Diane.
What? Thank you for your card. What's the point?
I've actually done stuff with the ticket.
Oh, you have?
Absolutely. I've done the ticket...
The ticket ticker?
Tickers? Las Colinas.
Okay.
Ticket stock?
The ticket stock. Anyways.
What has she done there?
Yeah, you're on the air. That's why I got a microphone. You've done it? You're one of the sponsors?
No, I'm not a great sponsor. I have had a booth there.
Okay, that's cool.
Totally Mobile Cigars, and I come to you.
So you come to me. Well, that's good. So you're like cigars on the go. Where do you store them?
I store them at my airplane hangar in Roanoke.
You have an airplane?
I have
an airplane hangar.
Hangar.
But it's just for cigars? That's a lot of cigars.
Holy shit.
I have a hangar with a boat. Actually, I have a concessions trailer for cigars as well.
Are you drunk right now, Diane?
Yes.
No.
It's okay. We all drink here.
Well,
we're all having a good time.
Yeah,
how old is she?
How old are you, Diane?
47.
See, she's told the truth.
You know what? I respect you for just saying that right out. We had to squeeze it out of that chick back there.
With
really?
Men?
Because she's 27.
Well, not her. Not that wrong one. Wrong
with
one.
Men?
Other girl.
With men?
You got a boyfriend? Husband?
A husband, but my grandmother started my cigar business 51 years ago. So I'm a third generation to own my business in Houston.
Congratulations. All right, well, thank you for your card.
What about blue balls?
Okay, well, it's good talking to you. Good luck tonight. High five.
Thank you,
Nancy. Or Diane.
Nancy.
Her last name's Grace.
Before I go.
What was I saying?
I don't know.
I don't know either. We got to go.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Do it again.
Pretty awesome, Shoopy.